Well, Brian, very little time to celebrate. Back in action straight away, just 7 days after your Donegal success tomorrow.
We had a quick turnaround, Tom, all right. We done a bit of celebrating Monday and Tuesday, and was back to the grindstone, and or Sunday and Monday, and back to the grindstone and Tuesday training. We train Thursday as well, and we get a kick about today too, so we will.
Yeah.
Look at it, it's great to be in the position to be able to get a week's turnaround and win an intermediate championship and playing in Ulster, so I can't complain.
And tell me, in terms of, did you pick up any knocks last week or any bruises?
Young Jamie Brennan was taken off after 23 minutes with a hamstring problem. He's 50-50 for Sunday. So we're going to wait till the last minute.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in light of that, obviously he's a huge player for you and you'd be very anxious to have him. He's very important, especially he's probably going into the little of the unknown. But in light of maybe not having so many knocks and bruises of a serious nature, the game coming thick and fast might be no harm at all.
Look, when you're kind of on a roll, games coming at you, it's better than training. You get no better training than match games, like. So it doesn't really bother us. I suppose it'll bother the boys a wee bit more that they didn't get celebrating enough, but look, there's plenty of time for that.
Yeah. And in terms of Ulster, would you have ambitions doing well in Ulster?
Oh, without a shadow of doubt now. Go looking at the draws and as in the favourites and different side of the group than us. So we're going to give Sunday a crack and we'll take stock of things then again and see how we get on Sunday, and hopefully if we get a win we've something else to look forward to.
And Clannair in your opponents from Armagh, do you know much about them?
I know a fair wee bit. I was in Boston for a while and had a few friends from around the Keady and Middleton area in Armagh, so I pulled in a few favours there, and I watched the county final, and I've the quarter final's been watched as well, so okay, I have plenty of information, as much as I need anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll be keeping an eye out for the few players that I've singled out.
And what can you tell us about them?
They're a solid team now, so they are, and they've won the Division 2 title that they have, and they're going up to senior Division 1, and as I said, they're county intermediate champions in Armagh, and it's no mean feat. Armagh football's a good enough standard, so it is. I've a couple of ex-county players and a young fella, Heffron, that would have been on the county panel last year, playing centre halfback. The county men would be their full forward, and Henderson, corner forward, would have played in the county 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
So, they're solid all round, 1 to 15. They like to hold on to the ball. I've seen enough that I can target a few of their weaker areas.
Yeah. And in terms of your own team, obviously we mentioned Jamie Brennan. Is everybody else available to you?
Yeah, everyone else is available to me. I'm happy with that way. There's nobody. Peter McGonigal came off. He would have had a hamstring problem over the last 8 or 10 months, and he just came off on Sunday for precaution reasons. There's no need for him out there to end up getting a knock maybe or something, so there's none of the rest of them are carrying anything now.
And one last week in style and produced one of probably the performances of the year so far, and it's a matter of if you can reproduce that now in Ulster, that's very important.
Without a doubt, like I've said it before, that performance was in that team. It was just a matter of getting it out, and look at it, it's a very very good footballers in that team, solid, strong, fast, you know, they have all the attributes of a good team. It was just getting them to play as a team and getting that intensity from the very start, and hopefully now we will need that intensity again on Sunday to move on in Ulster, so hopefully we can get it out of the boys.